السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and salutations on our beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will pick up where we left off in the last lesson. We discussed the arkan and foundations of Islam, or what we commonly know as the five pillars of Islam. Belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah, the five daily fard salah. Number three is zakat, which is a compulsory charity. Number four, sawm, which is fasting during the month of Ramadan. And finally, hajj, which is the pilgrimage that is compulsory upon anybody who has and who fits the criteria of going for Hajj should complete the Hajj. So this was what we had discussed last week. We are now going to continue with, as was mentioned last week as well, some of the aspects and articles of Iman. We had already discussed the articles of Iman in brief, which are mentioned in Iman Mujmal, Amantu Billahi, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته وقبلت جميع أحكامه, that is to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Him together with all His qualities and attributes, and to accept every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has been brought to us by Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and has been proven beyond any doubt. When it comes to Iman and Mufassal, or what we call the articles of Iman, which are in detail, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already been discussed. Here we will discuss Malaika. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi, to believe in all the angels. So who are the angels? What are the angels of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First and foremost, they are celestial creation of Allah ta'ala. The substance from which Allah Ta'ala created them is called Nur, which is a celestial light. Now, when it comes to insan, or the human beings or mankind, Allah Ta'ala created them from a type of clay or sand. But the malaika, the angels, have been created from what we call Nur, celestial light. But the actual constituents and properties of this light are unknown to us. The Nur, which is the original matter of the Malaika, has its origin in water, just as sand and fire have their origin in water. The Nur of the Malaika is thus a physical or material substance. Malaika, or the angels, are sinless. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Kareem, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, that they are sinless and they complete any duty and task that is assigned to them by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have no propensity or nafs of evil in them. Meaning that in insan, we have what we call our nafs, our base and carnal desires. And that obviously pulls us sometimes in the wrong direction. But when it comes to the angels, they don't have these nafs and desires in them, and therefore disobedience never occurs to them. They only follow the commands of Allah, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fulfill the tasks that they are given by Allah. How many angels are there? According to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, their number is innumerable. They inhabit the seven heavens and are present in countless numbers, executing multitudes of duties on earth. Belief in the existence of the Malaika is an article of Iman. As we mentioned, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi, we know Iman Mufassal, Allah Ta'ala tells us to believe in Himself and all His angels. The rejecter of the existence of the Malaika is a kafir. A person who does not believe in the existence of the angels will be a disbeliever. He will come out of the fold of Islam, and that is why it is mentioned as an article of Iman. Why is it so important to believe in the Malaika, one might ask? Well, if we look at the chain, and this chain is the link between the Creator and His creation, between Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His creation, the human beings and jinnat, there is a chain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed His divine books, and these divine books are one link in the chain. And these divine books, or wahi, or revelation as we call it, was brought to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam by the angels. And so therefore the angels are an important link between the Creator, Allah Ta'ala, and the creation, us, jinnat, etc. So the Anbiya likewise are an important link in this chain, linking Allah to His creation. If a person were to denounce or disbelieve in the angels or reject the angels, he is rejecting one of the important links in this chain, and therefore he will come out of the fold of Islam. Among the malaika, the chief and most splendid is Hazrat Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam. Wahi to the Anbiya came via the medium of Jibrail. Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wassalam is the angel of death and known as Malakul Maut. He is in charge of the death of creatures. Hazrat Mikail alayhi salatu wassalam is the angel appointed to be in charge of the rains. Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam is the angel whose task it will be to sound the sur or the trumpet, which will be the agency of the destruction of the universe at the advent of Qiyamah. The sur or trumpet will be blown twice. It will first be blown and everything that is in this world will either die or perish. And the second time the trumpet is blown, everybody will be raised and will then move towards the plains of reckoning. And Hashar and Manshar will then take place. Munkar and Nakir, we're just going through some of the important angels and their duties. Munkar and Nakir are two angels deputed to question the dead. Mulhim is the angel of guidance, and every Muslim is at all times accompanied by Mulhim, who inspires hidayat into man's heart. Just as we have the shayateen and we have nafs pulling us towards evil, likewise we have the angel Mulhim who encourages us towards good. Malaika have no gender, they are neither masculine nor feminine. And among the malaika to whom special reference has been made by the Quran Sharif are the angels who are guarding Jahannam. The Quran states clearly that 19 malaika stand over Jahannam. In recent times, certain people who have strayed from the path of Iman have refuted this Quranic fact. It is therefore essential that some explanation on the 19 malaika of Jahannam be given, so that Muslims may not fall into the kufr of accepting the rejection of the ayat put forward by some modernists. Inshallah, regarding this particular explanation on the 19 malaika of Jahannam, we will continue with that in the next lesson. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.